this is the 40th anniversary season for Springfield Regional Opera. And, you know, it's had some rough times over the past 40 years at times. And there have been questions as to whether it would survive.
Absolutely.
But you guys are keeping the faith and keeping the torch burning.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we can be proud of, and Springfield in general can be proud of, because I can't tell you how many colleagues and friends of mine have congratulated and said, I'm so proud for your town to be able to keep an opera company going for 40 years, because most towns our size, they've never even been able to start an opera company, let alone sustain it for 40 years. And there were rough times, but we're doing better than ever, and we have such a bright future, and we're doing so many exciting things, like we're wanting to start touring and expanding with our opera company. But that's the biggest thing that I want to express our gratitude from the Springfield Regional Opera to the Springfield community, because without the community we would not be here. Anyone can have one or two seasons with a donor that gives them a ton of money and just wants to do a show, but to sustain 40 years a serious opera company that's really trying to change the art landscape in a town our size, that's nearly unheard of. And we should be all proud of that here in Springfield.
Well, you're calling it opera's greatest hits,
yes.
And that's the basic premise. This is a concert with a lot of current and past vocal stars who have performed with SRO, and the hook here is that virtually everybody is local, or at least within the state of the state of Missouri.
Yes, absolutely, and that's the other thing that we can be absolutely proud of, is that we have massive amounts of talent here in our region and in Missouri, and many of these people are world class stars and have sung all over the world, but because classical world and opera in general is kind of a closed niche to the rest of society, people don't realize just how good we have it here. And as I said, we're doing opera's greatest hits, but it's also going through all of our greatest hits. We only chose to do pieces that we have done specifically within our 40-year span. And you'll hear greatest hits like Nessun Dorma and La Donna Mobile and Una Voce Poco Fa and Sull'Aria and all of these incredible pieces that people are aware of and might have heard from film and television. And we're just really excited, because it's gonna feel like a big thank you to Springfield.
Well, who is involved in the concert?
Well, we've got 16, I believe, 16 different artists from the area, and most of them, if not all of them, have had, well, except for our young artists, we've all had leading roles in the history of the opera. And we have Jane Berg, who is the person who sung the most leading roles of all time through the Springfield Regional Opera history, and Tara Stafford, who happens to be my wife, who is also the second leading, I believe. She's done about 7 roles. And then Lemmy Pulliam, who is one of the most fantastic voices to ever come out of anywhere, I would say, to be
certainly,
totally honest.
Certainly the state of Missouri.
Oh, absolutely. And it's incredible what he's doing. And he'll blow your socks off and make you start crying. And we have the wonderful Jennifer Forney, who's absolutely a gem that we have her here in Springfield. She's one of the truly young rising stars in the Verdi repertoire and hopefully in the Wagnerian repertoire, because she's got this wonderful bel canto voice that could go really far in that. And so many more, like Chris Thompson and Anne-Marie Dane. She's part of the faculty here at MSU. And myself, I'll be singing one song or two, but I'm kind of got to make sure that everything is going clear smoothly. But another wonderful thing that we have is Jay Jackson, our wonderful old friend who has directed many productions over the years. He is our MC of the night, and he'll be introducing everyone and telling a bit about the history of the Springfield Regional Opera.
And so you anticipate about a two and a half hour show altogether?
Well, I think altogether it's going to be a tight 145. Yeah, exactly.
You're really going to bang them on one after the
other. We're hitting them out. You know, we want to make sure that we make opera approachable, because I absolutely, I'm I am a big proponent in content and making sure that it's approachable for people, because opera is, yes, it's dense and it makes you think, but it can be one of the most exciting and incredible experiences that you can can't experience anywhere else, because you are part of the action. You know, we have the only thing close to it would be blockbusters and film, but this is a living experience that you get to be a part of it, an active participant. And I must mention one of our wonderful old alumni from the SRO has decided to come in and sing with us. That's Jane Omis Merschak. She's from Kansas City from back a long time ago and had a wonderful career and has since basically retired. And she decided to gracefully come back and sing for us. And it's like an old
time
reunion.
Since we've heard her.
Oh, absolutely, a wonderful reunion. But like I say, this all together, it's going to be about an hour and 45 minutes, I believe. We have an intermission, but the biggest thing that we want to stress is we're going to be going back through the history and showing clips and pictures and videos and thanking a lot of people, because without
good heavens, I may even be in some.
Oh, yeah, I think you will be. I think you will be. and the exciting thing is that afterwards we're having a reception just as a thank you to everyone, that it's all open for everyone.
Tickets range from $25 to $45, are available at the Gilloy's box office, and you'll have, of course, the orchestra with Christopher Cook conducting.
Yes, it's a fantastic orchestra. To be honest, I sing all around the world, and we can be very, very, very proud that we have three different orchestras. We have this, the Springfield Symphony. We have the now it's called the Missouri Symphony, or wait, Missouri Philharmonic is now changed the name from STCO, and we have the Springfield Regional Opera Orchestra, which is a mixture of we hope all of the best, but it's absolutely fantastic orchestra.
And if you want information about SRO's 40th anniversary season, you can call 863-1960 or go to sropera.org. Now, just a moment with Michael, since you've actually been able to spend almost unprecedented time locally
over a week.
What are you doing? You just got back from Montpellier, France. Where are you going after this?
Well, here's the funny thing is I was in Montpellier, and then I did a super secret project that's going to be coming out next year with Warners. It's a recording with my good friend Lawrence Brownlee, who is another really famous Rossini tenor, and we decided to make an album that we're telling a little bit about, but next year it will be released with Warners. But safe to say, there's going to be a lot of Rossini on it.
There are lots of Rossini. There are Rossini tenor duets. Mm-hmm. There are Rossini tenor trios. Most of them are in the dramatic operas instead of the comic operas.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't know them or don't know the music that well.
Exactly. And it's some of the most sublime music ever written. A lot of people don't realize how truly revolutionary Rossini was. But I digress. But after Rossini, I came back here, and I've just been here a little bit over a week, but now I'm going to be flying off to London just a few hours after the gala, and I have rehearsals starting an hour after I land in London for Benvenuto Cellini, which I play the part of Cellini, the crazy sculptor, and I'm so excited to do this in the original French. I had the wonderful opportunity to do this about I believe it was 5 years ago in London in English with my dear friend Terry Gilliam, who was directing his second opera, and I was also in his first one, which was Damnation de Faust from Berlioz as well. And it's a treat to go back into French, but it's very odd because when you're trying to memorize things, English pops into where the French is, and then it's a mixture of everything. So,
of course, I always think of Terry Gilliam as the guy who did all the animated Monty Python introductions.
Well, exactly.
Interstitials.
Well, and that was the great thing about the Cellini production, because he did all the art and the promotion, and they used his ideas for, you know, and I mean, he's the one who got he was one of my childhood heroes, and then I finally got to work and meet with him, and now we're good buddies, and he's just as crazy as I ever thought, and I can keep up with him in the crazy department.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, Michael, I know it's a strenuous time. There's not an unstrenuous time for you as far as your life goes.
I'm so blessed and so thankful to live in this community, to be honest. And my son just had his first day of school, and my wife and I, we were so happy because I can't imagine living in another place, to be totally honest. We love the Ozarks, and we absolutely love Springfield, and we're so thankful for the people here that support the arts, and people like you that truly are the keepers of the flame. There's a lot of people that are getting darker and scared now, and I really think that the arts are one of the only things that can bring people out of their shell and bring people together, and we are truly having a renaissance here in Springfield in the arts field and all around the Ozarks. I think it's absolutely palpable.
Well, all right. If you're around, we'll have you in. But I'm sure Chris will be one of the people we'll talk to as you go through this 40th anniversary season.
Yes. We've got a lot of really exciting things in store. And after this, our next big project is November 1st at the Vandevort, and it's called Too Naughty to Handle, and it's an original pastiche that I wrote that took bawdy English ballads that influenced Handel's own music, and along with his own oratorio called Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno, which is the triumph of time and truth, and mixed it together with some of his opera of a Semele, and told the true story of Handel, because many people know very little about Handel. They just say, oh, he was that wonderful man that wrote the Messiah. But if you really dig just but on the surface, Handel was one of the most intriguing and most audacious and interesting people that has ever lived. But most people don't know his story, and we're trying to tell that.
So that will be coming up next for SRO. But SRO's 40th anniversary concert is tonight at 7 p.m.?
7:30.
7:30 p.m.
start time. But please be there early.
At the Gilloy's.
We're going to have a lot of festivities and a lot of old friends there.
All right, Michael, good to see you as always.
Thank you so much, Randy.